Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So imagine you're in a hot air balloon over the long Thanksgiving weekend in Colorado, and the captain of the hot air balloon says, well, that's never happened before as you're landing. That's not a good thing, is it?
It was all right. It all worked out in the end.
Yeah. Well, you landed safely, obviously.
Sure did. Yeah, so my whole family was going to be together for this weekend, and I just thought it would be nice to like do something to get out of the house a little bit, because, you know, after a while, that's a long time to be all sitting together. And I thought, since we're out there, why don't we just think fun? So I found this place that does hot air balloon rides. There were six of us total that went. So not everybody wanted to go, which is fine, but the people who wanted to go went. And it was a two-hour drive to get there. That's the part I didn't realize. It was in Colorado Springs, and we were in Fort Collins. So I was like, you guys. On Thursday, I was like, you guys, so we're going to have to get up. I'm going to need you in the car at 4:30. Are you ready? Can you do it?
A.M.?
Yeah, because it's a sunrise balloon.
Oh, my gosh,
no,
Kennedy.
But everybody rallied. Everybody came out. Everybody was ready to go. It was awesome. So we get there, and you know, you meet up with the guy in this hotel, and then they drive you out to sort of this in the middle of nowhere by an airport kind of a thing, where mm-hmm. where they're going to set up the balloon, and that all by itself, just watching them set up the balloon, and
it's beautiful.
It's just. It's wild.
Have you done a hot air balloon before?
Nope,
this?
Nope, it was on the list.
It's on my bucket list too, but it is definitely a wild thing to think about. It's a wicker basket in the sky whose only mode of transportation is, do you want more fire or no fire?
Yeah, up or down, no left or right.
And that fire, I've been in a couple. They are so, you don't realize how loud they are and how much heat comes off of those things. It's almost like having a jet engine right above you.
Well, it was freezing cold, so you got warmth for about 2.2 seconds and it was gone. But it's true, you're so quiet and then so loud and then so quiet. So anyway, so we finally all get in. You know, you have little compartments, so there's two of us to a compartment, just kind of jammed in there together, and it starts to take off, and you're like, oh, this is amazing. And he said we were up at about 3,000 feet, and you're already, you know, a mile above sea level there, so you're up pretty high. And we didn't go very far. There wasn't a lot of wind. It was a very calm day. So we kind of were just up there, kind of hovering around the place that we took off. So we figured we might just land there. He said, you know, some days you go for miles, some days not so much, because it just depends on the wind. But they have, you know, chase vehicles with the big truck to put the thing back in, and then the passenger van to take all of us that sort of through walkie-talkie follow you wherever you go. So anyway, I think he's going to start to land, because if we start going down a little bit and then we get a gust of wind, and he's like, oh, this is fun, let's go, let's take it. Which was awesome, because we started moving. And so we're moving, and then he's like looking at time, looking at gas, and he's like, yeah, I should probably land this pretty soon. But he couldn't get to where he wanted to land. He wanted to land in this one place, but he totally overshot it, and the wind was taking him, and we weren't going to land there. That wasn't happening.
So it's hard to bang a UE in a hot air balloon.
You can't. There is no steering, literally. And so then there's this huge wide open space in front of us. And he's like, well, I guess we're going to land here.
Which is not public property?
No, I don't know. Nope. It was all fenced in, two fences, and next to a neighborhood, and next to like a ranch with a bunch of cattle. So we just land, and the landing was great. And he's like, 30 years of doing this here ballooning, I've never had to land here before. And I'm thinking, it's an awful lot of years to not land in this space when you're taking off from the same place. So we don't know whose it is, but we do know it's not ours or his or anyone's.
Right.
So then this truck starts coming down the side, a big old pickup truck.
Uh-oh.
And so the chase vehicle's like, hey, maybe you can ask them how we can get in, because I don't see a way to get in. We can't get in through this place. We can't get in through that place. And I'm worried that the guy's about to come and be like, what you doing on my land?
It's a little different to say, hey, our ball fell in your yard.
This is in the middle,
our hot air balloons
in the middle
yard.
Of nowhere, Colorado. You don't mess with animals.
Is this one of those situations where it's better to ask forgiveness than permission?
Yeah. So the passenger van is able to get to us. And I'm sort of, and you're supposed to have this like champagne toast. They tell you the story of the first hot air balloon. It's, right, you know, right. There's a ritual that goes along with it. Yep. And I wanted that part of it. But at the same time, I was like, you know, them not being able to get the trailer back in here is more of a their problem than my problem. And there's a subdivision right over here. And I'm like, if this doesn't get fixed within the next, I don't
you
know
have
what.
No patience for this.
We're walking and I'm going to get us an Uber because this is crazy. And so
you can't wait for them to do their champagne toast and eat their charcuterie. And
you couldn't do any of it because they didn't have it because the truck was stuck and it couldn't get into this place because there were fences.
Right. But you didn't want to wait for them to figure it out.
No, it's not my problem.
Also, she was trespassing.
And it was freezing. We had you know what I mean?
Was Rip coming up on a horse?
Oh, that would have been awesome. So anyway, they finally figure it all out. They're able to get both the van and the trailer in, and while they're tearing down the balloon, you know, he's telling us the story and pulling out this continental breakfast of like muffins and baby bell cheese and peppermints. It was the strangest breakfast ever.
Well, it's 25 degrees out in Colorado in November.
But we all had, you know, a champagne toast, which was lovely, and they say this little statement that I guess everybody says when they do their first hot air balloon ride. But then, guys, I went in the van because it was a little people-y. And so I went in the van just to sit for a little minute. And there was one other couple that was in the balloon with us. It was all us and this one other couple. And they're sitting there. The mountains are in the background. And it's just the two of them. No one's around. And they're just looking longingly into each other's eyes. And I'm like, oh, my God.
No.
What am I about to watch? And then he gets down on one knee. And he asks her to marry him. And she says yes. And they just hug and hug. And they're crying. And I'm just like in the van weeping, wondering, do I go outside? Do I say congratulations? Do I let them have this moment? And so I kind of left alone for a minute. But then I was like, I can't. Oh. So I came outside and was like, congratulations, you guys. And they were so into each other. They hardly were paying attention. Like, you know how it is when that moment is a moment that you black out.
Right.
100%. Yeah. So I said to them, would you guys like for me to take some pictures? It really is really beautiful right here. And I knew they'd regret it if they didn't. Mm-hmm. So they let me take a whole bunch of pictures. And I had taken a picture of them just from the behind because it was so pretty, and gave it to them. And so the whole ride back to the hotel, they were like all snuggled. And my Grinch heart grew a couple of sizes that day.
The proposal while trespassing will be a story they tell their grandkids.
I don't even know that they knew about that part because they were over here by themselves, but it's my understanding that they cut a fence to get in, which literally will get you shot. So I think they fixed it later. I don't know.
Wanted in Colorado.
Not my problem.
I just got something on the wire.
Not my problem. Not my name on it. Well, but I would 10 out of 10 recommend doing a balloon ride. It was awesome. It wasn't scary for me anyway. I just thought it was so peaceful. And like
it's amazing, isn't it?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful way to see the world. And
especially with all the mountain views in Colorado. It must have been killer.
Yeah, I think a different time of year would have been prettier, but it doesn't matter. It was really, really cool.
I wish I saw the look on your family's face when you were like, hey guys, so it's 2 hours away and we have to be there at 6:30 a.m.
We have to leave at 4 o'clock.
We're all going to sleep in the car.
They looked at me kind of funny, but you know, most of them.
Are you high? Yes.
Most of them have jobs and we were on their time zone, not mine. So it was helpful.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.